Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Welcome again to Folk Music Worldwide. Again this week we have Lou Gottlieb of the Limelighters with us, as we promised the end of last week. Lou Gottlieb is the tenor, or the necktie tenor, the bass player, and the spokesman for the Limelighters.
You know, Alan, I noticed that the theme music features the banjo virtuosity of the dean of American folk singers, Pete Seeger. It's curious because he's also active as a composer, you know.
Really? Well, yes, we use, that's a piece from the Weavers at Carnegie Hall with Seeger.
It's a magnificent recording. Should be all over the world. No, but this is a song that he composed the music for, and used as his text, the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, the part that starts, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." And I think he found a fine tune for it. At least we enjoyed recording it.
Well, why don't we hear that right away? "To everything there is a season," as written by Pete Seeger, or
I guess Ecclesiastes.
Yes. Unless Pete Seeger is a little bit older than he looks.
Yeah, they didn't collaborate actively.
And as recorded by the Limelighters.
"To everything there's a season,
and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to love, a time to weep. To everything
there is a season,
and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything
there is a season,
and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
To everything,
turn.
There is a season,
turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
To everything,
turn.
There is a season,
turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. And a time for every purpose under heaven. Turn.
Well, as we said, that was written by the author of the Bible and by Pete Seeger, sort of the patriarchs of the Jewish people and the patriarchs of folk music.
I guess that's the best combination you could have.
Well, where do you get most of your material? Obviously not all from the Bible.
No, we are continuously searching. We visit publishers. We know folk singers who suggest songs. We consult libraries and recordings. And we beg, borrow, and steal. And, for example, this next one shows to what lengths we'll go. It's a poem written by an Australian poet named Henry Lawson, a bush poet, so-called. And the song that someone had composed for it didn't seem to be grateful to our voices, so I found an old hymn tune called "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," which seemed to lend itself to a marriage with the poem of Henry Lawson. It's a song called "Reedy River," and the melody is carried by Glenn Yarbrough with the tenor voice that still excites me after having sung next to it for over 4 years.
Well, all right, the Limelighters and "Reedy River."
"10 miles down Reedy River, one Sunday afternoon, I rode with Mary Campbell to that broad and bright lagoon. We left our horses grazing while shadows climbed the peak, and we strolled beneath the shields on the banks of Rocky Creek. Then home along the river, that night we rode a race, and the moonlight it lent a glory to my Mary Campbell's face. I pleaded for our future all through that midnight ride, until our weary horses, they drew closer side by side.
10 miles from Ryan's Crossing and 5 below the peak, I built a little homestead on the banks of Rocky Creek. I cleared the land and fenced it, and I plowed the rich red loam, and my first crop was golden when I brought my Mary home.
But of the hut I builded, there are no traces now. The many rains have leveled all the furrows of my plow. Those glad bright days have vanished, and somber branches wave.
Their wattle blossoms golden above my Mary's grave.
The glad bright days have vanished, and somber branches wave. Their wattle blossoms golden above my Mary's grave.
Reedy River, as done by the Limelighters. Well, we'll be back with Lou Gottlieb on Folk Music Worldwide, talk some more about the Limelighters and about himself. Hear some more of the Limelighters' music in just one moment. Well, back at Folk Music Worldwide again. This is Alan Wasser with Lou Gottlieb of the Limelighters. By the way, I just want to stick in another comment about letters, especially to Margaret Hannon in Dublin and Bob Belzer in London. You asked the Limelighters, how are you enjoying this, the second show we've done with the Limelighters? Come to think of it, everybody else, how are you enjoying it? Let me know. As you see, we really do play the people you request. Well,
I hope that your English-speaking listeners will like the next song, Alan, because it's done in French. As I think I said last week, Alex Hasselev, my other partner, was born in France, and this is a song which the text is probably much older than the melody. It pokes a little fun at the what they used to call the excesses of the clergy, because it's a story about a group of rather free-swinging monks who lived in the 15th century at the monastery of St. Bernard, wherever that is.
Well, all right. The monks of St. Bernard, as done by the Limelighters.
Many hundreds of years ago, in the south of France, there was a small monastery known as the Monastery of Saint Bernardin. And in this monastery, there lived, as you might expect, a band of monks. Well, isn't that what you would expect? Somehow, having been neglected by the church in its demands for reform within the monasteries, these particular monks had developed a taste for the good life. They had the best food, the best wine, the best of just about everything in Europe.
And stereo.
I think you can hear a couple of the more progressive monks agreeing with me now. Anyway, one day to this monastery there came a young man walking his way through the world, searching for truth, as young men will do. And he came up to the monastery, and he looked up at the big gray walls, and he said, well, maybe truth isn't there.
Nous sommes les moines de Saint-Bernardin.
Nous sommes les moines
de Saint-Bernardin. Nous nous couchons tôt et levons pas le matin. Nous nous couchons tôt et levons pas le matin. Si le prieur nous engueule, on lui chante des chansons. Voilà qui est bon et bon, bon, bon.
Et voilà la vie, la vie, la vie, la vie chérie, ah ah. Et voilà la vie que tous les moines font. Et voilà la vie, la vie, la vie, la vie chérie, ah ah. Et voilà la vie que tous les moines font.
Well, I can see you're all dying to know what that chorus means. Well, it means exactly what you think it means.
Pour notre dîner de bons petits oiseaux.
Pour notre dîner
de bons petits oiseaux. Que l'on nomme caille, bécasse et perdreau. Que l'on nomme caille, bécasse et perdreau. Et la fine andouillette.
Elle attend.
Elle attend.
Le jambon, voilà qui est bon et bon, bon, bon.
Et voilà la vie, la vie, la vie, la vie chérie, ah ah. Et voilà la vie que tous les moines font. Et voilà la vie, la vie, la vie, la vie chérie, ah ah. Et voilà la vie que tous les moines font.
Yeah. One of the monks is jazz oriented. Well, when this young man heard and saw the way life went on in this particular monastery, he was understandably delighted. And he said,
oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
You see, he was kind of naive. If this is truth, he said, I'll have some. And he spoke as follows.
Eh ben, si c'est ça la vie que tous les moines font, si c'est ça la vie que tous les moines font, je me ferai moine avec ma Jeanne d'On, je me ferai moine avec ma Jeanne d'On, et le soir, dans la couchette, je lui chaterai le menton.
Voilà qui est bon et bon.
How would you know?
He knows.
La vie, la vie, la vie, la vie chérie, ah.
He knows.
La vie que tous les moines font. Voilà.
That was recorded on location, wasn't it?
Yes, another nightclub, but this one was in Los Angeles called the Ash Grove. We do about half of our albums in person, on location, in actual performance, and the other half we do in studios. It seems that radio personalities like yourself, Alan, prefer the latter because it permits them to get what they call a clean cut without applause and...
Well, I would normally prefer that on a disc jockey type show, but on this kind of a show, I find I enjoy having the real thing. Which of your records were recorded?
The first two for RCA Victor, Tonight in Person and Slightly Fabulous, were both cut on location.
Which nightclubs?
The first one, Tonight in Person, from which the last song was cut, was in Los Angeles at a place called the Ash Grove, as I said. The second one was in concert in San Francisco Bay Area. It was called the Slightly Fabulous Limelighters. Is that ever great? grandiose. And then there was one, the next one was in a studio. It was called Sing Out. The one after that was one we made with a group of children, again in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the title of that album is Through Children's Eyes, and I think that's really our best album. I'm sorry we don't have any. We don't have it. I didn't bring it with me. The next one is Folk Matinee, from which the first two songs on this program were taken. And the one after that was one we called Our Men in San Francisco. It was a whole series that the RCA Victor Company put out, Our Men in Hollywood, Our Men in Nashville, and that sort of thing. And then the last one was released this May. It's called Making a Joyful Noise and has a group of sacred-type folk songs.
Well, as we were playing Monks in, the Monks of St. Bernard, Lou was telling me he was reminded by the fact that I was asking for letters. He was reminding me... reminded of a letter he had received. I think you'd enjoy hearing about it.
Well, one receives some letters from people around the country that are certainly a delight to read. All of them are pleasant to receive, of course. This was a lady in Florida who was 75 years old, according to the letter, and arthritic and unable to write the letter herself. Her niece was acting as an amanuensis, or if you will. And at one point, she asked for pictures of Glenn Yarbrough and Alex Hasselhoff, my partners, and she said, however, if they are unavailable, do send one of Lou, because he reminds me of a beau I had 60 years ago. And then she gave the phrase that sums up my personality as I wish the public would recognize it, and she said, a beau I had 60 years ago, quoting, same good heart and wild ways. I think that's awfully cute.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, if we get any interesting letters, we have any comments for you, I'll pass them on to Lou.
Do please, Alan. We try to answer everyone.
Well, fair enough. Anybody wants to write in to Folk Music Worldwide, I'll pass about Lou Gottlieb or for Lou Gottlieb, I'll pass it on to him.
Is it time for us to go our separate ways, Alan? If so, we have an appropriate song. It's an old Russian gypsy song. And it says the title is Praschai, which means farewell. So a friend of ours who teaches architecture at the University of Columbia, Columbia University, I mean, here in New York, is also a folk singer and a fine lyricist, decided to give us a song that said goodbye in every conceivable way using this tune. So he has, it's kind of what they call macaronic. In other words, goodbye is said in every language he knows.
Well, what does Praschai mean, goodbye in Russian?
Praschai means goodbye. We haven't used the song, curiously, in concert for a long time because we usually end another way. But I find that the sentiment that it expresses, Gene found a few images that I find really very moving. He said, the world is small and growing smaller every day. How does that song? See, you see, we haven't sung it in a long time. But there's one place where he says, "You'll turn around and see me coming back." In other words, it, implying that the world has become the tiny globe that it now has. I wonder whether the song really would have any meaning to people who do not speak English, because it's the idea is that you hear aloha and auf Wiedersehen and all these things all strung out in the lyric. Let's play it and see if we can derive something from its performance afterward.
All right, Praschai.
Praschai, ti staraya deryevna. Praschai, praschai. Горя и поля. Прощай, прощай, подруга моя, папа, он знает скоро, увижу я тебя. Прощай, прощай. Say goodbye. Praschai, praschai. No matter what the country or the land, praschai is one word they always understand. Praschai, praschai. Adieu, arrivederci, adios, shalom, aloha, auf Wiedersehen, so long.
Perhaps we'll meet in San Francisco.
Praschai.
In Paris, Hong Kong, or New York. The world is small and growing smaller every single day. You will meet tomorrow the friends you leave today.
You'll see us all, and ere the dust is settled in our tracks, you'll turn around and you'll see us coming back. Praschai, praschai, adieu, arrivederci, adios, shalom, aloha, auf Wiedersehen, so long.
leave you.
Blackjack,
we wish that you would come along. Around this world, we've lots of friends we know you'd like to know. We'll sing together from Maine to Mexico. Blackjack, Blackjack.
So here's to when we meet again.
For old lang syne, we'll sing a little song or two or three and drink a toast to our global jamboree.
Prashchai, prashchai.
Limelighters, goodbye song, Prashchai. And we're going to have to say goodbye to Lou Gottlieb of the Limelighters very shortly. Just before we go, Lou, are you planning any more tours?
Well, we're certainly planning them. They haven't been firmed up yet, but we'd love to see our friends in England again, particularly Mr. and Mrs. John Coast, who was our impresario at Royal Festival Hall last February. We look forward to seeing you, John.
Are you any chance of you going to Latin America or Africa?
There is some talk, yes, about that. These things take an awful long time to, awfully long time to set up. But we'd love to go to Latin America, and perhaps we'll see our good neighbors there in not too distant future.
Well, then, for my listeners and myself, until you are in their countries,
Prashchai.
Prashchai.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Together, hand in hand.